Dear friends, let us begin today's discussion on this wonderful scripture, one of the best and most practical scriptures in the world, Bhagavad Gita, with the usual chant. Vande Vamsidharam Krishna Smayamanam Mukhambujam Radha Chita Chakurindu Sandarya Sumahudadhin Parat Parataram Devam Brahma Kripa Nirim Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Grathitam Puranamunina Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitam Ritavarshinim Bhagavatim Ashtadashadhyayinim Ambatvam Anusandadhame Bhagavad Gita Bhavad Krishna. We have been studying this 17th chapter, which brings about some very important points. Practically useful and psychologically of tremendous value. And we, the chapter began with Arjuna's question regarding the fate, that if one doesn't know the fate, doesn't know the scriptures, and just believes certain things and sincerely follows them, what will be the status of that person's actions or life, and where will it ultimately lead? And Lord explained that the faith itself is of three types, three broad categorizations of this faith. One is sattvika, another is rajasika, and the third is tamasika. These are somewhat technical words, but we have seen a few times the meaning associated with them, and that is the sattvika tends to make us calm, peaceful, yet active, and also our focus is on knowledge, and also to be calm, peaceful, positive, happy, like that. That is the sattvika attitude, and all of us sometimes or other feel it. In some people it is very predominant, in some not. Then there is the other attitude, rajasika, which is born out of our desires to get things in the world, and therefore it creates a restlessness activity born out of that restlessness. And the emotions associated with that, like anger, attraction, attachments, and so forth. So that is the rajasika, a life glued to getting various things of this world, and it moves in that direction. And we have that attitude as well in us. In some people again, it is predominant. Then there is the tamasika, which makes a person indolent, lazy, unsure of what is to be done in life, always vacillating about the ideas and goals, and the result in that life, as we see, is frustrations, and the person becomes easily irritable, quarrelsome, and so forth. So therefore these three attitudes are there, and the faith also has these three types. And the description was going on when we left before 2 weeks last Friday, because of the snowstorm we had to cancel the class. But before that we left at the description of how everything in life therefore has these three aspects, three attitudes with which people do those, and this gets reflected also in the so-called various spiritual practices that one undertakes. A spiritual aspirant, a devotee, undertakes many things for religious or spiritual purposes, at least considers those to be religious things, and they also therefore are according to that person's attitude, whether the person is sattvika or rajasika or tamasika, these activities also get shaped accordingly. It is we saw how the food that one likes differs, also how one's worships, they are directed to different ideas. All this is shown. Now it is being told that look, that how when one performs sacrifice, how in the sacrifice as well these three attitudes get exhibited. Sacrifice is done as a matter of practice, religious practice, that okay, as a part of my religion, let me perform this sacrifice. Now a sattvika person will perform it, a rajasika person will perform it, a tamasika person will also perform it, but we can see the clear distinctions and reflections of their attitude in those practices. It is shown here that look how a sattvika temperament will perform the sacrifice. Sacrifice is called yajna, and yajna is an important aspect of one's spiritual life. Yajna involves giving up and progressing further, both. Both are really connected, that to progress from one stage to the next stage, you give up the earlier stage. If you are stuck at that, then naturally you don't progress ahead. It's like climbing on a staircase. When you want to advance, say from third step to the fourth step, you have to give up the third step. So there is the giving up and also getting on to the next one. Both these things are involved in this idea of sacrifice, that give up the lower thing and climb on the higher thing. Now for that the prescribed rituals are there, and so they are being undertaken by the spiritual aspirants. So how a sattvika will approach it? The 11th verse in the 17th chapter, Afala kamshibhir yajnyo vidhidrishto ya ijyate yashtavyameveti manah samadhaya sa sattvikah. That sacrifice which is performed according to scriptural injunctions by people desiring no fruit and with their minds fixed on it for its own sake, he is a sattvika. That such a person is performing this sacrifice because knows that the scriptures have enjoined us to do it. So not out of any other desire, but well, the scriptures have enjoined it, or the tradition has enjoined it, let me do it. And a very important feature of it, that the person is not seeking any results, any fruits from that. It is done without attention to the result that will accrue from that. It is to be done, so I am doing it. Now what comes as a result, well, whatever comes is fine. The attention is not on the result. There is no desire that I am doing this to get this. So a sattvika person will perform the sacrifice in that manner. Well, this has to be done. Yashtavyam eva iti, that this has to be done. Doesn't matter whether I like it or I don't like it. Just because the scriptures or the sages or the tradition has conjoined it, has told us to do it. And so out of my faith and out of the goodwill that gets generated because of it, I am doing it without seeking any benefits from it. So there is the concentration of mind in that manas samadhaya. Mind is fixed on it. That is a characteristic of sattvika in any way, that whenever that person is doing something, there is more focus. The mind gets concentrated easily for such a person. So this person is doing that worship or sacrifice with tremendous concentration on it. He is not worried about too many things going on elsewhere in the world. He is focused on that. So that focus is an aspect of this sattvika nature. We shall see about it even later in the next chapter too. Then the next one. Next rajasika person also is doing the sacrifice. But the rajasika attitude gets reflected in it. The attitude that we have, the particular constitutional temperament that we have, that gets reflected in it. It is like our face. Whatever I am doing, people will be seeing my face if they see me doing it. So my face is involved in it. So this sattvika, rajas, rajasika, tamasika, they are like psychological faces. And we have the psychological face, our attitude, our temperament, and that is an inner face. And just as our outer face also changes, it doesn't remain exactly the same. Sometimes if I am showing dislike, it wears an expression. When I show liking, it wears another expression. When I am angry, it wears an expression. When I am disgusted, it wears another expression. So, this psychological faces, they also change. It is not same at all the times. And this gets that it becomes the part of all the actions that get performed, and it is to be remembered. Therefore, that I may be sattvika or rajasika, but it changes. It is not that always I will be like that. Sometimes I will be, but at some other time I may not be. So this is something that is a changing aspect. In the 14th chapter there is a wonderful description about this, that how these things keep on shifting from one to the other. So a rajasika attitude is described here in the 12th verse. Abhisandhayat phalam dambhartham apichayvayat ijyate bharata shrestha Tanyajnyam vidhirajasam. But know that sacrifice to be rajasika, O best of the Bharatas, which is performed aiming at its fruit, as also for ostentation. Means there is the show, that there is the idea that yes, people will look at that and praise me for it. You therefore invite lot of people, especially make sure that the press and media people, they come so that you will get more publicity out of it. It is that is the focus. Let people know. Let there be more people who would be seeing what I am doing here. So there is this idea behind it. It automatically comes when a person with that temperament is doing anything, whether that person is consciously trying to do it or not. Without any effort, this attitude will start showing there. As the example I gave, our face will start showing if whether I am doing a good action or not so good an action, my face will be seen there. So, similarly, this activity will be, this rajasika attitude will be obvious there. It will be seen, that person doesn't have to deliberately put in it. That temperament will do it. There will be the more concerted efforts for getting the results. The attention will not be on the sacrifice itself, but on what I will get out of it. The thoughts will be focused on that. And also, that is why abhisandhayetu phalam. This word is very beautiful. The abhisandhaya means the thoughts are whirling around, what am I going to get out of it? Daydreaming begins that, well, when I complete this sacrifice, then I will get lot of respect. My grandeur in society will become more visible, then I will get lot more money. Just as soon as I complete, as a result of it, I will get success in all endeavors that I am undertaking. My business will flourish and so forth. The mind keeps on not thinking of the sacrifice itself, but the thought shifts to what I will be getting out of it. The sacrifice is going on here. The person is physically involved in it, but the mind is thinking about what I should be getting from that. So, abhisandhayatu phalam. The focus is on the results that I will accrue. This, see, in stark contrast with the sacrifice that this person was doing, the sattvika person is doing, same sacrifice, but the focus will be not on the results, but on doing it. So, there it was said that a phalakanshi bhir, there is no idea of getting something out of it, but just because the tradition has enjoined it, the scriptures have told to do it, so I am doing it without any results. I'm not looking for any results out of it, and it is being done because it has to be done. So that is a different attitude than this one. Just compare that here it will be undertaken with the focus on result, and also the other things come, dambhartham apichayivayat. There will be a big show that yes, let everybody in the city or state know that I am doing this. So that will be the effort will be directed to that, and also there is the ostentation. It is the purpose will be told one thing, actually inside the idea will be different. So a show about how religious I am, and that is the central feature of this type of rajasika sacrifice. Look here, this is a religious activity that this person is undertaking. He is not going to his work or doing his business, but the sacrifice also shows the temperament. The temperament glued to the results coming from the world. So that will get reflected there. And then the tamasika attitude, there is irritation to begin with, and then not much faith that anything will come out of it. What is the use? That mind is always telling, even while doing, hey, it's useless. And so it will be done. It is beautifully described here, 13th verse. Vidhihinam atrishtanam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahitam yajnam tamasam parichakshate. The sacrifice which is contrary to ordinance, in which no food is distributed, which is devoid of mantras, gifts to the priest, and devoid of mantras, gifts to the priest and faith, is said to be tamasika. This person will be showing miserliness in everything, will not serve the food that needs to be served, will not give the alms to the those who will be performing their due, whatever needs to be given to those people, it won't be given. And why will it be done? Well, it is told to be done. Let me do and finish it. The attitude is like that. that there is no really faith. It is a sense that it is a big burden put on my head, and so I am doing it. See how different this attitude is. There is no focus either on the action or on the result. In Rajasika, there was the focus at least on the result that would accrue. Here there is no focus at all, no attention on anything it is. This is vithihinam. There is no proper procedures followed. Being done just because there is no faith, no understanding, and so things are just done in a very haphazard and in ways not properly prescribed by the scriptures. Arbitrarily things are being done, and the person doesn't care. And this attitude, well, who cares, what does it matter, let me do it. It is this attitude, is this tamasika attitude. There is lot of irritation in it. Every now and then that person is feeling, hey, let me just finish it quickly as it comes and get about my other business. It is this is the tamasika. There is no faith. For example, in worship, something is being offered, say, flower is being offered. We'll just throw the flower, will not be that faith or the sanctity will not be there. Nothing the person will not have. Any of those ideas associated with a true sacrifice, and so, but it will be done as a religious activity that I am performing it for the spiritual reasons. So this is how the worships or sacrifices they get performed differently. Comes the austerities. As a matter of religious practice, people perform austerities, keep fast or keep wakes, do certain, take up pilgrimages, or put themselves under some kind of a strict discipline as a matter of austerity, because it is understood that we should perform austerities for spiritual progress. So all the three will be performing it, but there will be difference. But first Lord will describe that before that we can see, before considering how the sattvika, rajasika and tamasika attitude enter into this austerity. Austerity has three layers, means the layer of the body, then layer of the speech, and also the layer of the mind. So he will first describe that. What is the sacrifice done physically, what is the sacrifice of the body? 14th verse, Devadvija Guru Prajna Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Shariram Tapauchyate. Worship of gods, the twice born, and the preceptor and the wise, purity, straightforwardness, continence and non-injury are said to be physical austerity. So a person involves the body into these that worship Deva, Dvija, Guru, Prajna, these four things are worthy of worship. And so bodily, physically, that person puts himself or herself in that worship. Worship of Deva, the illumined or the shining beings, the gods, the worship is offered to them, like the sun and the stars and so forth. Then Dvija, worship to those who are twice born. Let me explain this idea a little deeper. It is in different forms, it is in every religion, that a person is born just like that, but then needs to be converted into a true religious human being. And a ritual is taken up for that, that is considered now the spiritual birth of that person. Like a person getting baptized, till now you were just a human being, the animal, but now you will be subjected to certain disciplines. So that is called the second birth, a new birth. Now you have to behave yourself, your life needs to be molded according to certain disciplines. You have to become a worthy human being and not just an animal with a structurally human body, but it should function like a human being. So a second birth, a new birth is considered that when that person takes up this idea of disciplining oneself, that is called Dvija. They therefore now have a direction to their life. Earlier it was just an instinctive living, but now this is a well-directed living, that there is a direction, not just roaming about, but there is a direction taken up. So this is the Dvija. And when one worships them, then you get that quality. What you worship, you get the taint of that, the color of that. So you will also get those qualities. It is in this Sanskrit language, this word Dvija is used for Brahmins, means those not just by caste as such, but those who dedicate their life for the spiritual or religious life or acquisition of knowledge and so forth. So therefore they become worthy of worship. So if you worship them, you get their qualities too. And a guru, the teacher, is worthy of worship. By worshipping your teacher, you get the knowledge that the teacher has in you. So this is a process of getting knowledge, that you worship that teacher, that adoration will make the door of your mind open to acquire that wisdom from the teacher. So that is the worship of the guru. And a wise person who has lot of knowledge, wisdom, that person is to be worshipped. And then there is the straightforwardness in it. There is no crookedness. There is not, it is done with a plain, clear understanding, without any twisted thing. The minds of people are sometimes very crooked, and that becomes a big hindrance in spiritual progress. A sattvika person is by temperament straightforward, is very clear, doesn't unnecessarily hide things, doesn't present them in a contorted fashion, clear. It is told that how a person's that crookedness is shown, how a person is not at all straightforward. It is told that if you put a nail in that person, it will come out as a screw. So it is so much of crookedness is there. So it will get all bent and curved. So this person's sattvika attitude towards this austerity is like that. It is plain, straightforward, clear, and this austerity, that it is done showing at the physical level all these ideas, that there is the straightforwardness in the actions, and brahmacharyam ahimsacha, that there are the inner tendencies in the body and in the mind, that proneness for enjoyment of the external things. So this sharira tapa means bodily, that person refrains from that. It is something I love a lot, then I put a discipline. Okay, I will not eat it for 5 years. So it becomes a discipline and a physical discipline. So that enjoyment, anything that attracts the mind for enjoyment, this person controls it, so that the body becomes a fit instrument under control. So the body stops then dictating you. The austerity helps us to get a control over the body. So physical austerity helps us to control the physical aspect of our being, that yes, a body wants to, say for example, do something, it is feeling very sleepy, wants to sleep, lie down. You tell the body, no, I will not let you do it now. Come on, I will keep you awake. I will not let you fall asleep. I may just stand up for some time. If there is the tendency to lie down and then sleep, I will keep myself standing, so that it is difficult to stand and sleep. Some people can do it, but then it puts a kind of barrier in sleep. So it is a practice that to learn and put body under control. I don't mean to say, it doesn't mean that so you deprive the body of the necessary sleep. But the tendency to sleep at all times, whenever you want, that is not right. You should have a control over it. Well, I don't want the body to fall asleep at this time. It is difficult, you know, to not to fall asleep. Yogatmananda is giving a talk, and then difficult not to fall asleep, but then you have to exercise that kind of control, that okay, although that sleep is trying to overtake, I will not do it. So this is the physical form of austerity, ahimsa, not to hurt anybody, that is the hurtful feelings against anybody should be eliminated. Whenever it tries to come, that stop it there. One has to perform this austerity, that let my body not let my body not hurt anybody consciously. So that is the shariram tapa, the austerity performed at the physical level. And then at the level of speech, very beautiful ideas that anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat svadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapochyate. Speech that causes no worry and is also truthful, agreeable and beneficial, as also the study of scriptures, are said to be verbal austerity. The speech should be anudvegakaram. This word is translated here as causes no worry. No irritation, that would be also another way of putting it. Udveg means not just worry, but a feeling of concern and irritation, all those things are combined there. So our speech should be such that it should not cause another person to become disturbed, get irritated and all that. So, and it should be truthful. Also it should be spoken with that control, that it should not be sounding unnecessarily harsh. The sentences should be used in such a way that they will not sound harsh at all, so that harshness is to be removed from speech, and it should be used so that there will be some good, something beneficial will happen to the other person, and also the speech to be used for the studies of scripture is called the austerity of speech. And this requires control. It is austerity. If we observe how our speech is functioning, we will see most of the times it does not fit in these norms. It is done to harm others or to cause irritation and worries in the minds of others, or mock at others. So that is not the way. Many times it is not truthful either. So that is the speech should be used in this proper fashion, and also to recite scriptures and for recite prayers, to undertake the studies. So that is the way, proper way of disciplining the speech. And there is the mental discipline also, mental austerity too. Mana prasada samyatvam maunam atma vinigraha bhava samshuddhiretat tapo manasam uchyate. Speech that causes serenity of mind, kindness, silence, self-control and purity of heart are said to be mental austerity, that keep our minds, and effort should be made to keep the mind in this state. Mental austerity is not very easy for most of us. The other two are comparatively easier, because we have some control over our bodies. Not exactly a lot, but compared to our minds, our bodies are more under our control. That you can bring your bodies here to the Bhagavad Gita class more easily. Let me drive here, the body can be brought here more easily. Can you put it under control that mind should be here? Very difficult. Even if we want, we see that it runs away here and there. So it is very difficult to bring mind under control. But yet conscious efforts are to be put in to bring mind also under a sort of discipline, and therefore the mental austerities are also to be performed. If one performs the physical austerities and the austerities of speech, then we get a handle over the control of mind, handle over mind. Body and speech become then a controlling handle for the mind. Because the mental tendencies get expression through speech and body, and if they are controlled, they provide a feedback to mind that, well, this shouldn't be done, this is not getting expressed. And so the mind gets more impetus to control. So mental austerities then become easier when the physical austerities and austerities of speech are performed. At the same time, of course, there should be conscious effort to perform the mental austerities too. So serenity of mind, try to keep the mind in a serene state in spite of circumstances not congenial to it. One may say that, how can I keep the mind serene? Don't you see, so many things are happening in the world, so how can I keep the mind serene? The efforts are to be made when there is the challenge, when there is the opposition. Otherwise, where is the need for performing austerity if mind is automatically remaining serene? Your efforts are required only when the situation is not congenial to it. How can mind be serene? Look how my boss is behaving with me. So yes, so it is there that you have to exercise the efforts to put the mind in that serene shape, because it is for us, if our mind is serene, it is helpful to us. And so in spite of the efforts of the situation or the non-congeniality of the situation, one should retain that serenity. This is a matter of practice. Whenever the mind assumes the other shape, like irritation, anger, and non-serenity, anything that is not serene, you have to tell the mind, hey, why did you behave like this? Instead of supporting it, the first that impulse will be to support it by showing that, look what that person is doing. Look at so many problems, how can I remain serene? Well, don't say that. In spite of all this, one should retain the serenity. That is where this system has to be properly tuned or adjusted, that whatever may be the external situations, my serenity will not get affected by that. Like we put the heating cooling system in our homes, whatever the outside temperature be, if I turn my thermostat to say 70, the temperatures should be 70. It could be outside, it could be zero, but inside it still should be 70 or whatever I put there. Outside it could be 100, but then my cooling system should kick in, and inside it should remain 70. I want the temperature to remain 70, whether it is too high outside or too low outside. So our mind also should therefore be kept serene, irrespective of what is happening around. You may be getting lot of success that disturbs the mind more actually than the failures. Failures disturb and make it irritated. But success, it throws the mind off the balance too. So even in success, that serenity has to be retained. So that is an important thing that we have to try to retain it. Saumyatva, not as that aggressiveness shouldn't be there, there should be the mind should do its work of contemplating, thinking, so whatever may be the situation. So put mind to keep on thinking, contemplating, and getting the proper understanding of the situation, and keep the things pure. It is difficult, you know, to keep the things pure, because all the past things, they interfere in it. Like I am dealing with a person, and then that person has come for some work. Now I should be focusing on how I should do this work. And suddenly I remember that the grandfather of that person had abused my grandfather. And so immediately that calmness, that attitude of mild helping nature, Saumyatva, that gets vitiated. So therefore this bhava samshuddhi, the attitude should be pure about any person. Instead of bringing unnecessary baggage to cause disturbances, one should try to keep purity in those dealings. And this is the mental form of austerity. And then there, how a sattvika person performs this tapas or austerity, that is described, that when it is aphalakamshi, it becomes sattvic, means when there is no desire for result, then when there is the austerity is performed for respect from people, for a show that there will be a signboard put out that these people are doing fasting for 3 days, so everybody knows, well, these people were doing fasting. So it is these austerities not to be performed for show if you want to have the sattvika thing. And then tamas, in that attitude of tamas, these very things will be done. This austerity will be performed with no understanding, and mainly the idea would be to trouble others, to bring bad things to others. This person will be performing these austerities. So all this will be described in the coming 3 verses. And we shall try to see the details of these next Friday. Today the time is over. Any questions about today's discussion? Yes, Jason.
So,
Bhakti,
the form of the Bhava Samshuddhi, is it
Yes, a very good question. And that, see, they, let me repeat the question, that if a Rajasika person is performing sacrifice or worship, there will be automatically that show and the focus on that desires and the results that will accrue from that. Will now the performance of that make the person more Rajasika? And if so, why should that person do it? Am I right in putting your question? What would be the remedy for this? Yeah. Yes. A very good question. It is, yes, that Rajasika person when performing this will have these, that show will be there and all that, desires will be coming up, wailing up. But if that is being done and then that person reflects on it, that this is not really what I want. What happens with the Rajasika attitude brings as a result attachment and suffering. So this person should then ponder, I was running after pleasure, but then why I got the suffering? I was doing it to become free, but why did I get attached and bound? And then the answer will be found that it is because of this attitude, this Rajasika attitude, it didn't happen. So this is the remedy for it, to reflect on the results that you get out of it. What came, what was the outcome of this kind of sacrifice or worship? If that person ponders on it and then gets a chance to adjust and correct. So there is, this is the remedy for it, to examine, introspect. It is the introspection that is very important. And along with that introspection, in fact prompted by that introspection, look at how others are doing the sacrifice without that idea of results or focus on making a show. And that comparison will be the solution for such a person. That yes, gradually the attitude will get transformed from Rajasika to Sattvika. So let us conclude with the closing prayers. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyat Shastra Vistarehi Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmadvinesrita Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani Karma Pyekam Tasya Devasya Seva.